from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Well, what's going on, everyone? Jetta Camera, and it's Elliot Short Parks today in for John. Great to be with you on this Friday morning as we broadcast from our home base every Friday morning. That, of course, the beautiful Borgata in Atlantic City. Wonderful to be with you and wonderful to have this baseball team. They do it again last night. Just an awesome job of the Phils, a sweep of the Los Angeles Dodgers. Look, Dodgers are a great team. Don't misconstrue what happened the last couple days to mean the Dodgers aren't pretty damn good. They're awesome. Phillies just happen to be so far this year more awesome, and we hope they obviously keep that going come October. We'll talk a lot about the Phils. Really, in many ways, celebrate Phillies baseball today because it's just been an amazing season. A lot to celebrate. And we'll do so today with you on the phone lines, 215-592-9494. A little bit on the 76ers as well. They're off season. They had Kyle Lowry yesterday, or retain him, if you will. And a lot on the Eagles. With Elliot here, our Eagles reporter, we'll do an awful lot as the Eagles are barreling toward training camp now, just 11 days away. All of it with you on the phones, 215-592-9494. Elliot, how are you, bud?
What up? How's it going, man?
It's all good.
Last time I was in a studio with you of sorts, I smacked you around in that debate. So it's exciting to be back
good
on
air. Good morning!
With you.
Yeah. So screw
TGIF,
you. So screw you.
Right. This is starting well.
If you haven't noticed, we're not in the studio. So,
it's a studio of sorts. It's a Borgata. It's a nice studio.
It's a Borgata studio.
Yeah.
Away from
it's
the Tasty Cake
one.
Studio.
It's a nicer one.
Yeah, no, it's great being here. We love being home base Tasty Cake Studio as well. Look, we really love when we have a baseball team like this. Guys, it's rare. I mean, it just is. Even when in the past they've been very good, and certainly there have been, some seasons. I don't want to say, we're not the Yankees here in Philadelphia. Not 27 or 28 rings, whatever the heck they're up to. We only got two. We've had, I don't know, 8 to 10 relatively special seasons in the history of Phillies baseball. They're playing at a clip right now, Elliot, that is just – it's unbelievable. And look, seeing the sweep of the Dodgers, who were awesome, and the pitching was great and the hitting was good enough. And, I mean, Elliot, it's a sight to behold these days with the Phillies.
Yeah, and, not only just did they sweep them, they kind of smacked them around.
They
to use that phrase again. Last night they jump up, they go up 2-0 in the first two innings. The Dodgers pull back. They immediately the next inning go and extend the lead to 4-1. Obviously, they had that big 10-1 win over them. And I think what's been so impressive about this team, and this series really was like a turning the corner moment for me in my belief in the team, because one concern I've always had is when the Phillies are supposed to win, can they do it? When they're front runners, when they have big leads, when they're up in a series, can they do it? Because I think that's one thing they've struggled with. The regular season excellence this team is showing is so impressive. Obviously, yeah. winning in the postseason is what matters most in sports, and it's where legacies are made.
Yep.
But it is so hard to do what the Phillies are doing. When you go into a season, you're supposed to be awesome, and you exceed that. When the Dodgers come in, and everyone says it's a huge series, and you just annihilate them for three games. They only gave up five runs. They outscored them. I think it was like 19-5 or whatever it was. It shouldn't be overlooked how hard it is day in and day out to be great. And that's exactly what we're seeing from this Phillies.
Well, I agree with you. I mean, I'll put it this way. And obviously, we want to hear from everyone on the Phillies. You know, if you're at that game and it was another full house last night, as this series was a full house all three games, and seeing the sweep and seeing the sellouts was great. Obviously, you can weigh in 215-592-9494. I mean, to what you said, Elliot, it strikes me that, and I believe this, it is harder to have the best record in baseball in a regular season than it is to win a World Series in the postseason.
I agree.
You know, and look, the reality is that postseason glory, and you touched on this, Elliot, when you referenced legacy, you know, and that level of glory, I mean, that's what the history books really note. You know, they note who wins the titles. For the most part, that's what's mostly noted. And so obviously that's to be determined. But, yeah, what they're doing right now from a regular season standpoint is historic. From a Philly standpoint, it's really historic mm-hmm. because, you know, while they've had some special seasons in the past, they've had very few that feel this special at this stage. And this one does feel that way. You know, there's two main things I think that really struck me with last night. And it's not really a last night thing. It's a big picture thing. The first is, and I say this not to dwell negative, because believe me, guys, I'm in a great mood with what we're seeing from our club. But two things that really hit me. One is it will be like they've officially reached the point of greatness where I can now say it's really going to be a shame if they don't win at all. It just is. I don't know how else to put it. I mean, it's, you know, like they're at that stage. It kind of reminds me of when the Eagles, you know, in 2022 were, you know, 9-1 or 10-1 or whatever the heck they were. And then they didn't win at all, and it's a shame. And so, like, they have set themselves up for a three-round sprint to try to win the championship come October. And with what I think a lot of people, you know, barring major injuries before that, will say is the best team in baseball going into it. So that's the first thought. The second thought, and again, that one almost skews a little negative, but I think people hopefully can understand where I'm coming from. I mean that as a compliment when I say it'll be a shame if they don't win at all. The second thing, and I mean this as a tremendous compliment, is I just love this team. You know, and it's a feeling last night I had, and I've had it at other points this year, but it's a feeling I had last night very similar to, I remember going to a Phillies game in 2009. So obviously this would be after the Phillies had won in 08. And I remember sitting there with my buddy who's from New York and he's a Mets fan. And I probably annoyed him that day because I probably said about 10 times out loud, and I probably thought about it 30 times and not didn't say it out loud. I remember in 09 saying to my buddy, I just love my baseball team. I just love them. It's such a simple comment, but I think people, it probably resonates with people what I mean by that. Like, they entertain us. Mm. We respect them. We appreciate them. They play hard. They are gamers. They have a next man up attitude.
And you know what? You know what's great about this Phillies team? They love us back.
I agree.
I genuinely think that they truly love Philadelphia fans just as much as the fans love them.
And I agree with you, Devin. And, you know, like what Trey Turner's doing, I think you can draw a direct line to what happened last August with the ovation. I mean, the numbers are so unbelievably different, pre-ovation and post-ovation. I got to imagine when Trey Turner goes home to his family, you know, or calls them up, you know, his parents or whomever, he must be like, you know, looking back on it, like, that changed my whole Philadelphia thing. Because he really is one of the best players in baseball. He was brought in here to be one of the best players in baseball. And for 4 months, and that's not small sample size. James, you and I talk a lot on the show about small sample size. That can be a week. That can be a playoff. That can be a month. It can be 2 months to an extent. When you go 4 months and you're stinking up the joint, that's not so small. And what he's done now since then, last August, last September, you know, he did it for almost all of October. He tailed off at the end of October last year. Obviously, April this year, part of May. You know, when he rejoined the team, I believe it was in late June, July. I mean, he's tacked on about 5 months or so now, Elliot, that's phenomenal baseball.
Yeah, and the Trey Turner thing too. And it's funny, you know, you say the thing that about how feeling they have to win the World Series. And
no, I didn't say that. No, that's not what I said.
So you're feeling okay.
Well, how do you misquote me 5 minutes into the show? I never said they have to win the World Series.
I thought that's what you said.
Exactly I said it'll be a shame.
Okay, well,
if
then,
they don't win the World Series.
All right, then let me quote myself. Okay, like my biggest takeaway was from this series is they have to win the World Series. And James will tell you, I rarely put that standard on a team. Even when the Eagles were going into the Super Bowl with the Chiefs, I remember Angelo yelling at me because I said they really don't have to win this game. Like the season was already a success. Last year, when everyone said,
"Can I yell at you now?"
Yeah, you can do it. You can take over Angel. Last year, when the Eagles were going into the season, coming off the Super Bowl, I said, "I don't think they had to win the Super Bowl. If you get there, if you get to the conference championship, that's a success." With this Phillies team, given that they've been to the World Series, they were in the NLCS last year. In the uniqueness of how great they are, this series stamped it for me. Like the only successful outcome for this year is a World Series. That's it. If they get there and lose, I don't want to hear it's just baseball. Like it'll be an exciting ride, and I'll be proud of them accomplishing that. But what we're watching is so unique for this franchise. Seven All-Stars. Trey Turner's killing it. The pitching staff is unbelievable. The lineup is amazing. We can talk about the 2011 Phillies, and clearly they were a great team, like the 100-win team and all that. But the loss in the postseason does make me view that team differently because I know they didn't do it. So for me, of my lifetime, like I don't remember the last time I thought the Phillies had everything going like this. In 2008, they were a good team.
No, they haven't in our lifetime had everything going like
that's
this.
That's what I'm saying.
I mean, 11 would be the only one pretty close.
But we know they lost. And that team was also a bit on the decline at that point. Everyone was in
the 30s. No, the offense was on the decline. The pitching was ascending.
Right. So when I look at this team, I hate to put this on them, and I get what you're saying, how it almost sounds to skew negative, but like this is it. Like this series showed you. They have it. They have everything they need to win the World Series.
Yeah, but it's still hard. It's still, like, let me put it this way.
It's absolutely hard, but it's the only way this season's a success.
Well,
like, that's it.
Look, I'll say this. If you were to say from a betting standpoint, which is the greater chance, the Phillies win the World Series or someone else wins the World Series, the answer is someone else.
Of course.
So that's why I hate applying your standard to it. I'd also say this. This isn't the last year of, like, human history or of this team being together. So I hate, like, how strong you went there kind of freaking ticks me off, to be honest with you.
Because, okay. Because I'm sorry to put expectations on the best Phillies team we may have ever seen.
There is going
to
be another chance next year and the year after
that. No, you're right. There will be another chance. You know, they are a young team.
And I'll say this. While this is unique, it's more unique to us than to baseball. And what I mean by that is baseball normally has a team that wins. I'll say this, in recent years, normally has a team that wins 100 games or more and does not win the World Series.
When the Yankees were great, I mean, the expectation. I'm with Elliot on this. It was like, oh, they're going to win. They're going to win the World Series. And I think that expectation is acceptable.
Yeah, I'm not saying they're definitely going to. I'm saying, and you kind of said it, not to misquote you again, but if they don't win, yes, it will be a shame. It will be a disappointment. There are seasons where if you make it, like when they lost the World Series to the Astros, look, they were up and it was disappointing how they lost, but that season was absolutely a success. Last year, again, disappointing and probably more towards a success, but they went back and that was what was impressive. This year, if they don't win it, there is no like silver lining at the end there. And that's what is great about this team is they are that good that I feel comfortable putting those expectations
on. Well, look,
we'll
take your thoughts on the Phils. I mean, if you agree with Elliot there or not, it's a little too far from my liking, but I'm sure it resonates with some. Where do you stand on that? 215-592-9494. And really, more than anything, just a celebration of the Phils today. I mean, it's an incredible thing. And again, the main thing that hit me yesterday is just I love my baseball team. I mean, I just love them. I mean, they're just a joy to watch. I mean, they just are. You know, they pitch, they hit, they defend. They got a manager that's incredibly likable. You know, they got a general manager, even though he's not the general manager. He's like whatever his title is above the general manager, that you feel like you got a true adult in the room. You know, you don't have an issue at the ownership level like the Sixers do where, you know, the guy owns, you know, 77 other teams. And by the way, they compete against Philadelphia Sports. Like, it's none of that. You don't have a James Harden. You don't have a Ben Simmons. You know, it's not like a Flyer situation where you feel like you haven't had a goalie in 35 years. Like, you know, it's not like a Flyer situation where you got no personality. You know, it's not like an Eagles situation where, like, you don't even know whether to be in or out on Jalen Hurts. It's none of that.
Yeah, they check every box.
Right now,
they check every box.
I mean, they could use a little bit more lumber in the outfield, sure. We get that. But, like, other than that, yeah, they check every box.
They seem to score plenty of runs despite not having a great
outfield. And here's the deal.
Yeah.
They're as likable as any team I've ever seen in Philadelphia sports. Mm-hmm. They're on the top line. I don't know if that top line is like three teams or five teams or six teams, but it doesn't have 15. Like, there's only so many teams in the history of Philadelphia sports that are in a tie.
Yeah,
for the most likable of all time. This is one of them.
It's a masterclass on how to connect with your fans.
It is.
Yeah, really is.
It is. I mean, the post-game interviews, the whole deal, the way that, you know, players celebrate other players, the way the players that aren't playing on a certain night celebrate from the bench when another guy gets a double or a homer. It's just, and you know, like Rojas last night, the way the crowd celebrated him, there's a little bit of like a, hey, I want to try to lift you up, dude. I know you've had a tough year. You got sent to the minors. You're back. Hey, that was one of the great defensive plays of the season last night. And by the way, like, most dudes won't be able to get that ball, and you got it. And so let's give you an extended standing ovation. All of that is what I'm talking about here. Look, 215-592-9494 for your reaction on all of this related to the Phils. We'll play some of the highlights from the game from last night. We'll get to that coming up. And an awful lot with Elliot today. Our Eagles reporter now 11 days to training camp. A ton on the Eagles today with Elliot as well. Joe to camera, Elliot in for John today. From Borgata with Devin, with Rhea, with Seltzer, with you on 94 WIP.
If you're tired of paying high utility bills every month because your home AC keeps running, it's probably because your windows are not energy efficient. If yours are builder grade or over 8 years old, seals are likely broken, you've probably got air leaking out, and you are paying the price with it. High utility bills all year long. Window Nation's high quality windows are built to last a lifetime. And right now, for every two windows you buy, you get two windows free. No limit to how much you could save. Plus, you could save even more with zero down and no interest or payments for 24 months. Window Nation's windows come with a lifetime warranty, and they can be installed in 1 day or less. They even recently ranked highest on Forbes' list of best window installation companies, so you know you can trust Window Nation for high-quality, affordable windows. Stop paying more than you have to. Schedule a fast in-home estimate right now at 866-90-NATION or visit windownation.com. That's 866-90-NATION or visit windownation.com.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.